Then, so I get to serve as the chairman this year. Appreciate everybody coming. We'll call the meeting to order. And
just this year?
This year. And then...
How often do you meet?
Back to him.
Back to Gordon.
No, I just
so we just
up.
Rotate the chairman every
oh,
year.
Oh, did not.
How often do you meet?
Tonight, about four or five times a year.
Comes often.
At least once a quarter.
We had a little dinner for Christmas at the end of the year, our last budget meeting.
You like that? We fight over the dinner.
So it looks like everybody's
that is strange.
Present. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, I guess when they says, oh, yeah, you're supposed to go to district, I said, so what's district 8? So thanks.
It's like Area 51.
Like, yeah. No, supposed
we
to be
like
there.
It like
yeah.
That.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. And sometimes people want to know
we
that.
We don't have to be accountable for anything.
When I was in here, Ed was on, he wanted that money. He was going to come take all his money from the sheriff. Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. So, I mean, once in a while, somebody...
Well, they can do it. I mean, and the commissioners can change
gave a lot
it.
To their
they did
recreation
board. They gave
oh, have they?
Recreation.
That's what we wanted for recreation.
Yeah, just what we need. More
golf course. I'll quit right now.
Another golf course.
I knew Brandon would.
See, up there in Uinta where they have all that oil, they do everything.
Yeah, they have.
They have three or four special service districts set up for recreation, and I mean for everything, because
they got a variety of
money
because they're a producing county,
yeah,
county, and so they can get all kinds of money. And
they do have a nice arena. That's a nice arena.
They got a golf course.
I think so.
But you went to high school or that Roosevelt High School.
Union,
that's to say.
Really?
They spent like $22 million, and they got double gyms.
Is that the new one?
Yeah. New football field.
It's right on the
it's right on the border.
Duchesne County border.
Yeah.
Takes people
we just don't pump enough oil here.
Yeah. But their special service districts go like this because they...
Yeah,
anyway. Anyway.
Too.
Yeah. So approval of the minutes for the last meeting.
Okay, so it was on December 16th, 2021. So the financial statement review, there was no need for it. We had all the final mineral lease deposits that were paid in November of $59,000. We had received everything, but we needed to purchase two snow plows and then miscellaneous parts. And we added those into the budget for $17,000 and $23,000. And then we finalized the budget for 2022. The budget was reopened to show the total revenues. The budget will be the same as 2021 of $668,000. The income may be higher based off the basin with the oil drilling. And then we changed the chairperson to Darren Smith for the year, and that was it.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Financial statement, Brent.
Okay. So what we've got in front of us, not a lot of activity so far, given it's only the 2.5 months roughly. So we brought in roughly $111,000 so far year to date. Spent a little bit of money on some equipment, $56,000. Spent $22,000 on oil. We'll go through those individual checks here in just a minute.
Just a second, Brent. You've got $111,000, but then on the flip side, $166,000.
So the difference is, if you go down here to this non-cash adjustment, $55,000.
Okay.
So that's an accrual I had to make at the end of last year. Because again, that deposit that comes in, the first deposit that comes in is applicable to the prior quarter.
Oh.
I didn't know what it was going to be, so I threw $55,000 in there.
Right.
And so that's the difference.
Okay.
So from an income perspective, we've got $111,000, but from a cash standpoint, we brought in $166,000.
Okay. So that's
just... It's accounting mumbo jumbo.
Balancing one year to the next.
Okay, so...
As long as you know what cup has the little ball under it, I don't care.
Okay. So, to Gordon's point, we've had our deposits of almost $5,400. This is a smaller federal mineral lease money payment. We have a bunch of these little ones that come in as well. The $71,000, and then also this $89,000 that came in at the end of February. So we're starting off quite well.
I was going to say, those were good.
we'll see how things
hopefully
progress.
It stays that way. That'd be nice to have a good year. Yeah.
You can make up the fuel.
Yeah, it'll just get eaten
so
by
we
inflation.
We used to get about, for a while, we were getting like $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
Now we're about $9 million.
I think the very first year
it's
I was on.
$700 last year.
$700. We've been down the last couple of years.
Bucks.
So that's where, you know, I mean, we'll get another general fund. So right. We're gas tax only. So this, when this goes down, that hurts us a lot to be down that low. But, you know, we made up for it. It seems like the budget, the county budget, the gas tax has gone up, or our mileage has gone up. So that helps a lot.
Yeah. But in response, you've cut back on mag and then chipping.
Yeah, no, well, chipping's gone. It stayed the same. As far as Magno, it's gone down. I mean, way down from what it used to be. But it used to be $30 a ton versus $90 now.
$90 a ton for mag?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we got the bid yesterday.
So what do we save if we couldn't mag it? $90 a ton?
You're, you know, $200,000.
What's that do as far as longevity on the road?
Pisses a lot of people off.
Well, that's...
Because you don't have mag.
He's the one that gets the phone call.
No, I get the phone call.
He gets the phone call.
Yeah, we're at the point now where I get, you know, if I cut back a road, I get phone calls. Like
I'm probably the only guy that probably said don't mag the road, huh?
Yeah, I don't have anybody that said don't mag the road nowadays. You know what I mean? It's like, we're at that point, though. Like, we've cut back as far as we can, but we start cutting back, and then I start getting calls.
You know, I kind of like the mag sometimes, but... Watching McBride. How long has that been since?
I've never done it since I've been here.
Yeah.
Eight, 9 years.
I'm like, I don't even mag it.
No, but the dairy roads we need to mag, you know, because we can't keep up on them.
Oh,
you know, we have to be blading them every 2 weeks.
Right.
There's certain roads that...
Some roads.
They used to do roads just because they didn't want to, you know, I mean, it was cheaper to mag it than go blade it three or four times a year.
Yeah, that's true.
So... We do our priority roads now. The one that I'd like to get rid of now is the Sinks Road up in from Leamington to Oak City. But if I do that, oh my heck. Tried that once. Backlash.
Who do you got in there? Peterson's?
Snows. But there's a lot of people go from Oak City that way to the power plant.
Right.
Down through the bottom there. Mm-hmm. Road down.
Yeah. So, but
it's quite a ways, isn't it?
It's a long ways. But
10, 12 miles
yeah.
Through there.
Yeah.
So they go from Oak City down that way.
Mm-hmm. But that's all right. Keep going until you can't go no more.
Yeah.
So.
90 versus 30.
Yeah.
So the next page, a couple of pages, is just going to be bank reconciliations. So this one is our Utah State Treasury bank rec. So you've got a balance of $339,000 sitting there in that account. This is at the end of February, too, by the way. The next one's going to be our Zions bank account. We don't hold a lot of cash in there, so we've got $9,400 sitting there. Majority of our money we just leave in the state's account until we need it. Just transfer it to Miller or to Zions bank.
Do we get any interest from the state? We don't, do we?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not much. I think last month we got like $113.
Okay. What if we kept it with Zions? Would we get any better?
No.
No.
We get nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. They charge a service fee.
Yeah. $3 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So flipping past that.
As board members, we all get paid $60 a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. Anybody ask you?
So, this would be a list of checks that we've issued since the first of the year. So, there's a couple of $3 bank fees from Zions. We issued Craftco for oil sealant for $22,000. Lycox Enterprises for road grader equipment, $56,000. Come on, kind of tell us what.
That's
I forgot what that
rollers
was.
Rollers on the back of the grader.
All right.
A roller?
Mm-hmm.
What's a roller?
They have the rollers on the back of the grader with their using their hydraulics on the rippers.
Oh.
Well, it puts down all your tire pressure and your pressure in your machine, and it acts as a roller. So they work pretty good. They're really good.
And the rest of the checks are $60 for the meeting tonight for board member. So as of tonight, we have on hand $348,000. Round up to $349,000.
So would you think we'll follow that schedule roughly for our deposits?
I think it's going to be higher.
Yeah, but I mean as far as timing.
Oh, yeah, it always does. Yeah. It's normally pretty close to that.
Because last year seemed like we were waiting a couple of times for something.
Well, I think we got hung up on that SRS money because there was a bill that hadn't been passed or something like that.
Funded, and
they always play with that SRS money and the PILT money, you know.
Okay. Does the state send you the check? Does it go to them and then redo it?
Yes, it goes to the state first, and I think it ends up
and they distribute it
at the county.
Don't they cut us a check? Doesn't Sherry transfer it to us? Because John Hanson used to do that.
It seems like I've seen it both ways over the years. Seems like sometimes it goes to them, we get a physical check, and then I've had it go directly into our account with the state.
Which is how it should.
You would think that's where it would be coming through every time.
Because it shouldn't go to the county.
The SRS money's come directly to us before.
Yeah.
Wasn't it that EIN number? Is that anything to do with it? Because we use their numbers?
I don't know how those guys are on their banking stuff. I don't
know. I just had to know. So.
I don't know all the ins and outs to this.
Mm-hmm. You need a motion.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the financial statement.
I make a motion we accept the financial statement as provided.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
All I know is the money shows up in our account and we spend
and
it.
Speaking of spending, what do you need?
So it's going to go towards MAG. Probably $100,000, maybe a little more. And then I might
get about fuel?
We're just going to save as much as we can this year. Because that will come out. I'm going to buy a set of belly dumps probably. We're going to need one of them. One of them, just it's way past its life. It's going to be a used set because the new one's $150,000.
Does state ever carry those? It's too bad. We get some good deals from them.
Yeah.
Like those snow trucks?
Yeah.
Do you have fuel storage of any significance?
We have 12,000 gallons.
That's all?
There's two tanks in Fillmore that hold 16,000 gallons, but I haven't gotten in yet. So
how long does that last you?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? 12,000 gallons last 12, you 3 weeks?
12,000 gallons last about 3 weeks.
Oh, man, that's a lot of fuel.
Yeah. So when the price goes up $2-3 that you're not ready for, then, you know, it's just... We go find other stuff to do. There's signs, a million signs in this county. We will go find something. I mean, there's a million stuff to do. And they don't have to be sitting in them trucks every day. You know, we got to chip our normal amount, or if not, a little more. The mag roads we have, and make it work.
How are your tires?
I bought a whole bunch of tires last
year. Did you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I couldn't get them.
I just signed a big invoice for 40 of them.
Yeah, well, that lasts us about a month.
He does have tires. I just seen it yesterday.
Well,
what is this for? 45 tires.
Those trucks eat tires.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that lava tube road, that got about six of them.
I see you bought a bunch. It was a pretty big bill.
But, the county buys about $90,000 worth a year. That's what the county buys, not including you guys. You know, a loader tire, you're $10,000 on a 980 piece. So at $80,000, it'll go pretty fast if you put 2 cents on the grader, the loaders we have. We got three 980s.
Belly dumps?
We're lucky to get them, I guess.
We're just
lucky to have them.
I'll be happy. Yeah. Buy just the necessities for right now.
Fuel, right, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
about 7,000 gallons.
So have you ordered that yet?
What?
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of a dollar since then.
Yeah, I ordered yesterday. Somewhere.
If you had it about 2 months ago, you could have got before.
How much did that? That went from 30?
Yeah, no, I went from 75 to 90.
75 to 90. Maybe that's going to just keep going like that.
Or 75 to, no, 80.
80. We got two bids.
Yeah, one was 90.
One was 80 and the other one was 90.
Yeah.
And he paid like 70 last year.
73 or something. Like but Beaver County, there was 100 when we were 90. I don't know why they make them cost that much more, but it's 100 down at Beaver.
Where's it coming from?
Same place.
Hmm.
They don't put down here as much as we do, like a quarter of what we do. But still.
We get a volume discount?
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah. I've talked to Cedar, and I've talked to Beaver, and I've talked to Sevier, and they're all, even Sevier should be the same as we are. And they're always as high, just as high as Beaver.
Does Juab put any down? They don't.
I don't talk to Juab much. They don't like us. The commissioners pissed them off. I don't know why. I think that had to do with the Brush Highway. they got, I don't know. You ever hear any more talk about that? Are they going to do anything with Brush, their side?
We're working on it.
Are you?
They, last I heard, Dean was working with them on that grant.
On their side?
Yeah, because we got it and they didn't.
Right.
So yeah, I don't think.
I don't know.
Miller County's not involved anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what the difference.
Miller County got their money and they walked away.
Yeah.
So
we paved our road and ran.
As we got the money. We're
Juab County won't spend money for nothing.
We're still working on it. No. So I don't know what to do with it. We're trying federal money, but we've been trying that for ever since. You guys got your money, and
right.
I don't know. I'm probably trying to go the state route. I don't know. See what happens. If we give that road to the state, that'd be ideal.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I can't even give them 300 feet on an overpass.
Yeah.
I am so mad at the state right now. So Fillmore comes out and goes to the new Love Station. Do you guys know where that's at?
Mm-hmm.
They come over the overpass. They come down about 100 yards and stop. They won't pick up from there to the intersection. It's only like 200 yards. It's on their right. road. It's their road.
So from the freeway exit to the intersection, they won't.
The on ramp and the off ramp.
Where they get the on ramp, they quit.
Huh?
Where they get to the ramp.
So yeah, they quit. They won't go down the hill to the intersection.
200 feet to the corner.
Mm-hmm. So I just go over there to the disc and disc it up. I don't know. I got to talk to the state some more. They refuse to do it. It's like, so now I got to go back up that hill, chip it, 2/3 of the way up that hill, just to chip it and maintain it. Why they will not finish their road off the hill?
Yeah. To the stop sign.
Because it's not
to the stop sign. To the stop sign. Yeah, it's not like they're stopping at the stop sign. They're stopping halfway through a road.
Yeah.
You know that is so frustrating.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That happens. There's a few roads like that.
They do that on every intersection. Mm-hmm. So the north interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more north. Yeah. Kanosh is.
Because between the stop sign and before you, and when you pass the businesses,
mm-hmm.
that's terrible.
Yeah.
There it was.
Yeah, that's actually should be the city.
Yeah.
City should pick it up from where the state stops till the.
Yeah, they probably won't.
And, no, I doubt it.
Who's going to do the road down to the new trailer park?
KOA. That should be city.
The developer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The developer should pay for it.
Huh.
But then again, they'll pay for it and then they'll hand it over to the city probably. That's kind of like how our stuff is around here with the subdivisions and stuff. The county will, they'll build it to county spec, but then we'll take it over.
I personally don't ever want to do that.
But.
Manufacturing thing they announced going north of the airport. So they'll do it all and then give it to us? Because that won't be city, will it?
If they annex it in, they're doing some stuff now. Anything that's annexed in
should go to city.
So that'll be city. Then.
I hope so.
Okay.
But they're talking about redoing the whole new freeway on-ramp off.
Right.
Just below us.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe the state of Utah's letting them do that.
I was a little surprised.
I guess if they fit the bill, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you pay for it.
What's going in there?
You know where the shop is.
Yeah.
The old shop. That on-ramp. Mm-hmm. They're going to make a new off-ramp on-ramp right there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's their proposal.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of town.
Huh?
So they can get in and out
just
of their business.
So they can,
easier.
Yeah. And modulars, isn't it? Modulars.
Yeah, modular. It's a
whole business going down there.
It's a pre-manufactured.
So they committed to do system. That for them to bring it in or something?
$80 million is what they said it cost them.
Gee, you'd think two exits in film would be enough, I guess.
Yeah, especially that. Not that far from the south.
No, but they have a hard time getting back around. Yeah, that Love's intersection is a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're afraid that they can't do that. Like I said, I can't believe the state of Utah's even acknowledging it.
That's millions of dollars for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's way more than a project. They wanted to run a rail line
they
from Delta all the way back over there too. That's
they want to run
line?
a rail line
for what?
So to bring supplies in, I guess.
Bring material in.
They've abandoned all that right away.
Yeah, they want.
Is it abandoned?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it's a turkey farm the other day. That's on the road. I think that's on the tracks.
Well, it's just off the tracks, but yeah, it's.
Yeah.
But it was donated to Rocky Mountain Power, owns
the right of way.
Part of the right of ways in different areas.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of it that was supposed to be like a bike path or
something. Yeah, it's a designated four wheeler trail or something.
Can you imagine how much that would cost? Put a new rail in?
It's unreal.
Well, they have to redo the bed and then the rail.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, it won't be cheap. I think what they say.
Hasn't it been that? Only been.
Was it 32 million?
I think that's
25, 30 years.
They put an offer on there that to build a whole new bridge and everything.
Yeah, they would.
That's what it's going to cost them.
Yeah. Yeah, a new bridge. I don't know. I have to take the Missouri approach, I believe, when I see it.
Yeah, they have to widen the bridge and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they seem a little enthusiastic.
They made the papers, so it's got to be true.
Yes. That's going to happen.
That's for sure.
Well, hopefully they annex it and it goes to the city.
I did, yeah.
Okay, any other business? Anything else we need to do at this meeting?
Any other questions we can't answer?
Are we up to date on our training?
I'm good.
Yeah, right. We had a legal...
We did that.
Public meeting. We have training every once a year.
Okay.
So we go through and do it online now and watch the video and print the certificate.
When do you do that hoop survey? Is that once a year?
What's that?
The check the boxes off for everything we do.
We do that during the audit.
Okay, that's part of the audit.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not for a little while.
Well, I'm going to try to send it off.
Did the legislature throw us any pie?
They make us pay another registration fee like they did a few years ago?
It went down.
Did it?
Okay, yeah, it went down $25 if I remember right.
Did they add more hoops for us?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I won't know until...
We haven't received any letters yet saying we're in violation yet.
But we will if we are, huh?
Yeah, we get them.
I just figured you'd be seeing one of those. Of course, the
law. They've never told us before. I don't know why they'd start now.
Yeah.
They just send you a letter and tell you you're out of compliance. Yeah. And then
it doesn't start until usually July 1.
If they did anything up, it will be July 1.
Yeah, July 1 before it starts. But that's the trouble. We never know what they've done.
Just conformers. But it's a bunch of money, so
yeah, kind of need it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Every time we're late on anything, they send us a note and they tell us if you don't comply, we're not going to give you any money. So
yeah,
your funds
will be frozen. So let's see. I'll be getting those this year, huh? Me and you.
I don't know. I always
get
them.
I think he gets them all.
I get.
You got someone you were?
Yeah.
In last?
Really?
I get emails.
I don't think I ever got emails.
I didn't either.
We probably have to update that every year, and it's never been updated since I was the chairman last time.
Well, because it's still coming to you then.
Yeah.
You're in good shape.
Yeah.
So we're okay.
I'll get this nasty email, and I'll ask Brandon Church what it's about, and he'll say, oh, yeah.
jail. So he says, tell Melissa, she'll take care of it.
Okay, any discussion on our bylaws?
No.
Think we're good at the moment? Any reason for a closed meeting?
No.
Okay. If there's any other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn.
I second that.
All those in favor, stand.
Stand and leave.
Yeah, run.
Get up and leave.